We're standing outside Vineyard Church in Muscatine, Iowa, to remind people this false church with a false gospel, paganism, Christmas, Easter, LGBT affirming, feminism, connections to John Wimber and the occult Vineyard movement. We're here to remind people that Jesus did not shed his blood and die in vain so that you could live part of man-made religion. In fact, Jesus said he hates all man-made religion. If you worship God in man-made traditions, you're worshiping God in vain. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, that is our hope. That's the good news. How do we apply the good news? We must repent and come out of the world in every false way. We must come out of the false church systems. We must come out of places like Vineyard Church. We must come out of paganism. We must come out of worldliness, sports, politics, entertainment, pride and vanity and fashion. We must come out of feminization. They have lady leaders here. They're feminized. They have lady leaders.
You're welcome to go. You're welcome to leave, or you're welcome to come into the church. You have your signs have nothing to do with the scriptures, and here you are just...
We're lifting up Jesus Christ today on this sidewalk, reminding people against man-made religion.
Who brought you here? Who taught you to come here?
We're telling people by the shed blood of Jesus, you must repent.
Are you part of any church at all?
Have you repented and sought the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? The Spirit and truth leads you to come out of the world. The Spirit and truth leads you to holiness. The Spirit of truth leads you to repentance. The Spirit of truth leads you to come out of the world. The Spirit of truth leads you to out of feminization and lady leaders. The Spirit of truth can call out LGBT as for what it is. The Spirit of truth calls you to righteousness, goodness, and truth. That's the fruits of it. And we just saw in one of their leaders, in our face, can't even stand and hear the gospel proclaimed, has to be fleshly when there's nothing fleshly about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we saw it, we see it, it will be documented on the internet for all to see because we love our neighbor. And we want you to know the truth about man-made religion versus these false places that deceive. No gospel that calls you out of the world is biblical. No gospel and the shed blood of Jesus that allows LGBT ways is biblical. No gospel that allows lady leaders and feminism is biblical. No gospel that keeps pagan holidays that God abhors, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, is biblical. Test yourself to the word of God. Our testing is going to help you do that. We're going to stand out here peacefully on a sidewalk, proclaiming the gospel good news. We don't get in people's faces like that man. We don't demand anything of anyone. If you wonder why I didn't answer that man, he stormed right up, got in my face, demanded to know my name and who I was, as if I answer to him. He can ignore me. He can walk away. Once he knew it's all going to be on the internet, I think he backed down and changed his tune a little bit. But it doesn't matter. It will be put there as a marker against him. Let's see what else happens today as we're preaching the gospel. Well done, brother and sister. Way to stand in the face of wicked men. So one of their leaders, I don't, might be their pastor, I'm not sure, came out and got in my face, was all fleshly, and I refused to even address him. I just kept preaching Christ crucified in the shed blood that calls you out of sin, calls you out of worldliness, calls you out of feminization, calls you out of LGBT affirming, calls you out of pagan holidays and all their false ways. And so our testing is just going to have some bullet points. And if anyone would open the Holy Scriptures, Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. If they would just test to the Scriptures, they would see that this is not biblical Christianity. This is man-made, flesh-pleasing, carnal, false spirit Christianity. A lot of tongue-talking, hands lifted up, a lot of so-called prayers that don't line up with a lifestyle of the people that live this lifestyle here. And so it's loving to warn people that false Jesus is going to deceive you, and you cannot find eternal life walking in lies, sin, and error. So we love our neighbor enough to tell you, have you tested in the Scriptures? Open the books. The Bereans in Acts 17 tested all the things of God's word. And they tested Paul to the Scriptures to see that which was true. These places don't do that. These places follow movements, men, traditions of men, feelings, and flesh. And that's what we want to expose this day, if there may be one sheep here that may listen. That's why we're here. Obviously, their leadership would be the goats, and they're leading people in their goat ways. But we're here if anyone wants to look up that testing once we put it up. It's up on our page right now. It'll be added to with the audios and videos showing their flesh, exposing them for all to see. And so that's what we do in love. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly expose those in sin. I don't get in people's face. I don't demand anyone answer anything of me. I'm on a public free speech sidewalk, and I'm holding gospel signs with my brother and sister, and we're going to lift up and preach Christ. And if you don't like it, walk away. You don't have a right lawfully by man, nor by God's standard, because God's word is not on their side. And so that's why we do what we do, and it's loving. We're just waiting for their people to trickle out. Not that many people here. It's amazing how they can fund these places with hardly any people. We've noticed that with all the church systems. We go to a big giant church and there's like 20 people inside of it. The church is dying. The man-made religion is dying. I have a life, sir. It's in Christ. I've repented and serve him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. The man drove by and said, get a life. We have wonderful lives in Christ. And so that's what we're here to do. Let's see how the day plays out. We already saw the flesh of one of their leaders in my face, went to grab my sign. I told him, don't grab my sign. That's assault, sir. We'll see how it goes. We're not surprised by the flesh of such places. So I always find it amazing when we stand outside these places and people walk out and we're peaceful. We got gospel signs and we're not yelling and screaming and getting in anybody's face like their leadership does, like he just did to me. Nope. And we just ask people, hey, did you know this church is not teaching you the biblical gospel and you have a false Jesus that hasn't called you out of the world? I'm always amazed that 99.99999, can I get any higher than that, percent of the people don't care. They don't love us. They don't love the truth. They don't love God. They don't come back and say, I'll email you and talk about it. They just are hiding in their strong delusion. And it does remind me, I was just telling a brother about in 2 Timothy where it talks about they'll have the appearance of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. If you have the power of God, you come out of all sin and false ways and churchianity. These people live in their sin, feminization, pagan holidays, false gospel, LGBT approving, carnality. And they claim that they know Jesus. It just is impossible. The Holy Spirit does not drop the ball on his work. When we stay in sin and worldliness and heresy, that is on us. That is not on the Holy Spirit. So it's always amazing. I guess it shouldn't be amazing because the Bible says it's true. But in our hearts, I guess in our humanness, maybe in our flesh, we want people to come to the Lord. And oftentimes we see so many that just run from the truth. So we just like to share that here. We love people. That's why we're here. It's all about redemption, calling them out of sin and error to the truth of Jesus Christ. We have a testing up of this church. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And he said, my sheep are not of the world. And so as we travel the country, we preach Christ crucified all over. We don't belong to any cult group. We don't belong to any group. We're house fellowship saints. We travel. I'm a full-time preacher. We travel all over. We know saints all over. We gather. I got brothers online right now gathering while we're out here doing this. But what we find in America, and we're not just against Vineyard. We're against the Catholics, the evangelicals, the non-denoms, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses. They're keeping man-made traditions. And Jesus said that you must worship in spirit and truth, John 4:24. And I always ask people, how can you say you're following Jesus, who is the truth, John 14:6, and the Holy Spirit that is called the Spirit of Truth, John 16, how can you say you're following him while you keep so many lies, errors, and man-made traditions, like a gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, cultural dress, hobbies, all these things that the world does, that Jesus said, come follow me, that he never did, that Paul never did. They only did a few things, and they were all focused at the kingdom of God. What God ordained they did, and what focused to the kingdom of God they did. The churches in America, they're not the ecclesia, called out ones. That's what we call ourselves. We're called out. The remnant of God is called out. That's the ecclesia. That's the Greek word for church. Churches gather in buildings, but they're not called out of the world. Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. Good Friday is a lie. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. This is lies that the Roman Catholics handed down. Feminization, you have lady leaders here. Goes against what Paul taught, inspired by Holy Scripture.
Not that I'm for lady leaders, but we're in the Bible to say not to have lady leaders.
Well, first of all, 1 Corinthians 14, it says, when you gather, the women will be silent. All right. And 1 Timothy 2 talks about, I forbid women to have authority or usurp authority or to teach men.
What was the context of that, though?
Or to teach men. Right?
What was the context of that?
And in Titus 1, leaders, in Titus 1, leaders are to be husband of one wife. Pretty hard for a woman, unless you're a lesbian, but I understand you guys, while you won't marry them, you're very open-minded with the LGBT. I'm not here against LGBT, but it's another...
We won't marry them because we don't believe in gay marriage.
Do you call them out of their sin? Can they have fellowship and sing and pray as they practice their sin?
They can sing and praise, and they can also be called out.
Yeah, well, you can't sing and pray and be called out. What did Paul do with the man in 1 Corinthians 5?
Where in the Bible say you can't be called out?
What did Paul do?
A sinner cannot worship with others?
God doesn't hear the prayers of sinner. Go read John 9.
Okay. Cast the first stone, brother.
Did you know that? Hmm? Did you know that John 9 says God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners? Sinners practice sin. Yeah. LGBT practice sin.
We all practice sin in some way or another.
True saints do not practice sin. Live in it willfully. Hebrews 10:26 tells you if you keep willful sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin. Hebrews 10:26.
Sure, I'm not disagreeing with the fact that...
So these church systems I've molded...
Disagree with casting them out.
They've molded. What did Paul do with the man in sexual sin in 1 Corinthians 5? He said, you glory in this. Put him out. He threw him out. Later in Corinthians, the guy repented and he's restored. That's leaven. You don't leave leaven in the body. No one practicing sin. Can bank robbers come here if you know they're a bank robber? How about drunkards that won't repent? How about liars? Can they just come and say, I do that all the time, but I'm here to sing and praise Jesus? That's not the body of Christ, sir.
When they come here, we're praying for their repentance.
The body of Christ is for the people that have forsaken their sin, struggle against it, and leave it. You're entertaining goats and seekers. I see why. The man that came out, I think he's in your leadership, might be your pastor. Pastor, have a gray t-shirt on today? Came out, got right in my face, almost grabbed my sign. He said, don't grab my sign. Fleshly man, in my face, like this. I don't do that to people. Fleshly place. John Wimber, Vineyard Movement, a heretic occult man. He was linked with Lonnie Frisbee. Lonnie Frisbee was a practicing homosexual. This whole movement is built on the Jesus movement, which was about a false love of God. The love of God is not displayed for man in any way outside of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's it. They got into all the music. They brought in contemporary Christian music. They brought in all this progressive, sensitive seeker movement. Hey, sir, we're going to have a testing of this body at don'tperish.com. It's going to show you why this church is sinful. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. We're going to have audio of the fleshly man here that got in my face. We're going to remind you, check up our testing, sir. It'll be up there. It'll give you lots of points why you're being deceived by man-made religion. What are you doing with your life now? Going off into the world to watch the NFL? Those are jerseys, right? I used to be there. He's laughing. He knows that. It's Sunday football day. I'm no better. But guess what? I'm different today. I'm changed because of Christ's spirit. And I gave up that life to follow Christ and seek and obey him and worship in spirit and truth. Jesus did not die. This is a fact. Our Savior didn't die so that you could live a worldly, false life. Sir, can I give you a gospel card? Our testing is going to show why the churches in America are not of God. They're not of God. We'll be putting up a website to show you why. You're worldly and carnal. You're not following Jesus. You haven't repented and come out of the world. Harlotry, pride, vanity, pagan holidays, feminization. All of these false ways do not bring people to the kingdom of God. What these false ways do is they bring people into a false sense of so-called security, knowing Jesus, but you have a false Jesus here. Sir, look up our testing at don'tperish.com. Sir. It's going to show you why. The kingdom of God is not flesh and blood. The kingdom of God is spirit and truth. The kingdom of God calls you to holiness. This is not holiness. Look at your life. Look at your ways. You're just like
look
the world.
Attention,
you haven't come out of the world, folks.
Look at me.
You need to repent. You need to repent and follow Christ in spirit and truth. Our testing at don'tperish.com is going to show you why Vineyard Church is not of God.
Or seeks more attention than him.
You're being deceived. We don't want you to be deceived. We love our neighbor, so we want to tell you that Jesus said, you must come out of the world. You must repent and seek him in spirit and truth.
I'm so cool, I got a website. And 2 followers.
Was a heretic. He's dead now and in hell, lest he repented. A wicked carnal man. But we just love our neighbor to tell you you're following a false Jesus here. Jesus says worship in spirit and truth. The biblical gospel calls you out of the world's neighbor. These man-made religions are deceiving you. We love you. We don't want you to be deceived. We want you to know Christ in all his word and all his glory and all his truth and all his holiness. Hey, sir, can you open your Bible? Can you open your Bible and show me why the Vineyard Church is biblical? Can you open your Bible and show me why Vineyard is biblical, sir? Ask yourself, neighbors, as you're pouring out of this church, well, the few people that are here, have you been transformed by the Spirit of God? Have you been transformed in spirit and truth? Are you seeking the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Yeah, they pulled a car up trying to blare music. These people are fleshly. Nobody wants to bring the word of God. The one guy told me my sign isn't biblical. I said, Satan runs the world. Repent and obey. I said, that's biblical. He goes, yeah. And I said, why isn't that biblical? You're a weirdo. That's the kind of biblical answers we get. You're a weirdo. Test yourself to the word of God, folks. You're being deceived by false man-made religion. Christ made the narrow way. You're not following the narrow way. You're not following the narrow way as you walk after the pattern of man-made religion. You're not living for the King of Kings. You haven't tested yourself to come out of the world. Folks, we got a testing up at don'tperish.com. It's going to show you why this Vineyard Church is deceiving you. We love our neighbor. Don'tperish.com. You're being deceived by false religion. Test it to the Holy Scriptures. Why will no one bring the Scriptures here today? You can look up our testing. It's going to be up at don'tperish.com. Video of your leader getting fleshly in my face earlier. We love our neighbor. We don't treat people that way. Test yourself, sir. We love you. They're teaching you a false Jesus. You must repent. Come out of the world. This is man-made religion. Look at this. Think that's of God? Blocking the gospel going out. Carnality.
Are you with these guys?
No. I'm calling out, standing against them.
Oh, really?
Look at our website.
Okay.
We're going to have video, audio, and a testing of Vineyard Church. Jesus said you must come out of the world and worship in spirit and truth. This is not the truth of God. Yeah. Test yourself.
Thank you.
Look at our website. I have an email there to help you. Gospel good news. Sir, can you bring your Bible? I'll show you why Vineyard Church is not of God. Can you do that for me? So that's a good example. A man comes out carrying a Bible, said, I have no time to talk Bible. And he's maintaining a bookstore in his dead mother's memory. His mother could be burning in hell. Most likely she is, I don't know. But he's got a memory of her with all kinds of worldly books, and that's what he doesn't have time to go to the Word of God about, as their people are blaring carnal music on their speakers. That's what people don't have time for. Vineyard Church deceives you with lies and false gospel and worldliness, ma'am. You need to repent. You need to come out of the world. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you can know the perfect will of God. And Christ said, no man can serve two masters. You're going to love one. You're going to hate the other. They're serving false masters here. They're serving more than one master. The flesh, the world, sin and worldliness and carnality and feminization and LGBT approving and pagan holidays and false doctrine. How can you claim to serve Jesus Christ as you live in sin and false ways? That's what we would ask people. How can you claim to serve Jesus as you follow false ways of man? Open heart means your brains have fallen out, ma'am. If you believe in lady pastors, if you believe you can be of the world and claim Jesus, if you believe you should promote LGBT, if you believe you should promote pagan holidays, look at your life, ma'am. You're a worldly woman. You need to repent. You need to repent and find the love, grace, mercy, and truth of Jesus Christ in the shed blood, in the gospel, not in man-made religion that deceives you. All they talk about is fleshly love. They approve of the LGBT. They approve of worldliness. They approve of sin and carnality. They approve of feminization. That is not our holy Savior that killed people for one sin. That is not our holy Savior that gave the words to Paul in 1 Timothy 4:16, sound doctrine saves you. Continue in them, by which you are saved and them that hear thee. You will not find salvation at Vineyard Church because you're not walking in sound doctrine, folks. We love you enough to come and tell you that truth today. So a bunch of people, not a bunch, maybe 30, piled out of here and waiting for any of their leadership to come out that doesn't get in your face, doesn't try to grab your gospel sign, doesn't try to be harassing in your face and in your personal space to come out and open the Bible. The one guy had a Bible. Another guy had a big Bible. He actually listened. The guy with the biggest Bible actually listened for a while and didn't argue. So maybe that's a good sign. He'll go home and open that big Bible. If he opened the big Bible, he definitely would not be part of Vineyard Church, Muscatine, Iowa, if he'd opened that Bible. So we did have a couple people that listened. Sister Amon just gave a lady a gospel card. She listened. This is why we do this. Most people are made for this. They're goats made for this church system. But we do look for the sheep, the seekers that may come out in spirit and truth. And that's who we're asking to come to the Word of God. More people coming out. Young man, can you open a Bible and I can show you why that this is a false church? Why they're teaching you a false gospel? Why you're going to be destroyed by the fire of Christ when he comes? Because you're not obeying the gospel and knowing God biblically. 2 Thessalonians 1. Sir, your libraries to your dead mother are going to be burned up. Your mother could be burning in hell. You don't know. Why are you enamored with death? Why don't we live for life? Why don't we live for Jesus Christ and life? Sir, could I show you in God's word why this is a heretical church?
Nope.
Why not, sir? Don't you test all ways?
I check all ways and I don't.
Vineyard Church is feminized. It doesn't call you out of the world. It preaches a false gospel. It supports LGBT. Where is that in God's word, sir? You're an old man like me. Don't you even care about God's word? So we've been out here all morning, and other than one of their fleshly leaders who came right out and got in my face, we're waiting for any sound-minded man to open a Bible. I've offered many, many, many men to open the Bible. They don't want to open the scriptures. Why? Because the Bible is not on their side. The truth of God is not on their side. The eternal word is not on their side. It's a vineyard false movement. Your worldliness, your harlotry is not going to save you on judgment day. Practicing, let's go across the street, sister. Practicing man-made religion is not going to save you on judgment day. Young man, bring your Bible. Let me show you why this is a goat farm, not of God. Our testing at don'tperish.com is going to show you that. Do you think the things of God are funny? Are they funny? How about this man? starting a library for his mother, but no time to open the scriptures. How about you, sir? A Bible. I could show you why this is a building gathering of Satan and goats, not of the things of God. Really? How many souls does the truth win? Jesus said, few. A puny few will come. Does numbers matter, sir? Are you telling me that numbers matter?
Even one sheep was worth it.
Now, you're yelling at me, so I'm talking. We're yelling, right? We're lifting our voices. So when the police show up, how many did Jesus say would come? Few. A puny few. Yet you think there's going to be many like this corrupt vineyard movement. I got a life. I serve Jesus Christ, the best life there is. Still waiting for any man to bring his Bible. We'll wait here a little longer. We love our neighbor enough. Repent of your feminism, your worldliness, your harlotry, your false Jesus, folks. Where's your leaders with their Bibles? Where's the leaders with their Bibles? We're waiting. Your leader came out and got in my face in his flesh. It's going to be on the testing. You'll see it. He looks terrible. Where's the men with the Bibles? Where? God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. John 9. Come bring your Bible. Let's talk. Come. Mine's right here. Bring it here. I'll show you why this is a goat farm.
That's okay. Just tell me.
Come talk. I'm not going to scream the rest. You lift my voice so you can hear me from there. If you don't come close, you must not be a seeker. Come close. So there's a man right there. He says, tell me. I'm going to be yelling across the parking lot. They'll call the police and say he's yelling across the parking lot at people. Come close and I'll tell you, men. Come close. Come close. And our testing's going to show it at don'tperish.com with video, audio, and biblical scripture why this is not of God. But if you don't want to come talk, that means you have not eyes to see or ears to hear. I can't, what'd you? I can't hear what you're saying. They're what? Of what, sir?
That people that actually need to hear this.
Really? You talking about homeless people?
No. God, no.
Okay, who then? Who needs to hear it?
There's plenty of people in them bars that need to know Jesus.
Oh, we go and preach all over. You guys don't. We go and preach all over the place. We preach
Gene,
in the streets.
My name's Gene. Let me introduce myself. Then you know who I am at least.
Really?
Because apparently you know me better than I do.
Really?
Do you know me?
Why is your face quivering?
What do
Are you
mean?
Nervous?
I'm sick.
Your face is quivering. What sickness do you have that causes face quivering?
Why are you worried about my health?
Well, why are you nervous? You're acting like a man. Does the truth of God make you nervous?
No, not at all.
Okay, so we go and preach all over the place. We preach all over America.
Do you preach in peace or do you preach in...
Jesus said he came to divide with a sword. He did not come to bring peace. This is the problem with the vineyard movement. It is built on the back of the Jesus movement. With Lonnie Frisbee, who was a practicing sodomite. We're not here against your sodomite ways, which are sinful. We're here because your gospel is false. It doesn't call you
this
out of the world.
Mine.
Excuse me?
I just go to church here.
Really? But going to church is not what God called you to do. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, he calls us to repentance that changes your mind and your ways. And the Spirit leads you to the scriptures. And the scriptures teach you truth. And when God sees a willing vessel in Acts 5, he says, I will give you my Holy Spirit. You're born from above. And if you have the fruit of being born from above, you come out of every false way. We'll get back to that. And you walk in holiness and obedience and follow Jesus, not church systems and the culture. You say they preach that. They have not come out of the world. You guys are a worldly church. Sports, politics, Netflix, entertainment, pride and vanity in your dress and fashion.
Do you know me?
I know. I've watched the people come out of this church.
Do you know me?
The church does not teach that. The church does not teach that.
Preached about getting out of that, like getting moving away.
They don't. They don't.
Were you in there?
They don't.
Were you in there?
They promote LGBT and they don't call it out. They keep pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. They have lady pastors, which is feminization, that led the world into sin. Eve led the world into sin.
She's bringing people to Christ. Yeah.
The false savior. You mean you can go against God's word and lead people to Christ? 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14, women should be silent, not usurp authority, not teach men. You can go against God's word and lead people? That's what you believe, because you're using lies in Christmas.
Say the women?
You're using lies of Easter.
I checked out your site.
You're using lies of all types of things to woo people. You're very carnal and fleshly minded, and your leader...
Are you gonna, can I ask you a question?
You can, but hold on. Your leader showed how fleshly he is. He got in my face, almost grabbed my sign, was totally, totally in the flesh till he found out, guess what? I can promise you he found out who we are. And we're nobody special, but he found out what we do. We travel and preach Christ, and we do expose man-made religion. He's going to look terrible on the internet in about a month. When people search Vineyard Church Muscatine, our testing will come up exposed on the first page of Google, and it will never go away.
Are you proud of that?
Absolutely. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly expose those who are in sin.
You're proud of that?
Absolutely. I'm a proud doer of God's word.
You're a boaster?
I'm a proud doer of God's word, and I boast in Christ. What Christ has done. Paul boasted in Christ all over.
Do you know me?
I know you are associated to this.
You know me.
So you're associated to sin.
You know me.
You're associated to sin.
Do you never sin? Are you perfect?
You're associated to sin.
Are you perfect?
We all are.
We're all what?
We're all associated.
You haven't repented of all your sin?
Have you?
I have. I repent.
Then why do you practice it?
Well,
this is practicing sin. This is practicing sin. You're practicing, you're walking in sin.
Are you judging me?
I am to judge. 1 Corinthians 5 says judge. Matthew 18 says judge.
In faith.
Nope. Matthew 18 says judge your brother. If you don't listen, put him out.
But you're a liar. I'm not a brother.
You're a liar.
You're calling me not a brother.
You're a liar. You're saying you're of Christ, so you're applied to the standards of God. I don't believe you're my brother. But you're saying you're of Christ, so the word of God gets applied.
I know who my mother is.
This
is talking about somebody's dead mother.
This is of course. He's worried about dead people in a worldly library. He didn't have time to bring his Bible. He got called out for it. His mother could be burning in hell.
He has a phone too. But you didn't say your mother could be burning in hell.
I did say that.
You said your mother is burning.
Nope, I did not. I said your mother could be burning in hell. I got it all in video and audio. I'm making an audio right now.
Bring it up.
I got an audio right now. It'll be on our testing. You can look it up.
Your mother could be burning in hell? You think that's cool?
When you're enamored with death and worldliness and carnality and you don't bring the word of God? Absolutely. Do we serve a God of life or a God of death?
Just listen to this.
He was making some repairs.
Do we serve a God of life or a God of death?
Do we follow the Bible, sir?
You don't.
Do you follow the Bible?
You don't.
Do you follow the Bible?
Everything.
I got this, brother.
What's in context? First of all, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
You
are now on the edge of a mocker and an arguer. You don't have ears to hear and eyes to see. And your twitching face when you walked up proved that you're not of God. You may have a demon. You may have a demon.
You may as well, too.
Yeah, you may have a demon. Because men that come up to me with twitching faces and nervous when it comes to the word of God.
Dude, if he followed the Bible like we do.
You follow the Bible.
And it says,
this is a representation of the Bible. Your face is twitching again.
With a fool, sir. Good day.
Do not argue with a fool. Really, the Bible says sound doctrine follows those who walk in his ways. 1 Timothy 4:16, it saves us. You're not following sound doctrine.
All right, I hear you. Can you let me talk?
You're not. You need to repent of it. You're practicing sin. He's a mocker. I don't know about you. Your face isn't twitching, so maybe there's hope for you.
Can we just do a simple, can I ask you something and you just respond without...
Is it a mocker's question?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So in what ways...
Come a little closer so I can hear you. I got bad hearing.
I think this is just perfect.
Okay, lift up your voice then, please.
In what ways am I not repenting properly? Like, what am I not repenting for that's wrong with me attending this church where the message that was just given lines up with everything that you've been saying, but you don't know that because you weren't in there.
Doesn't
so
matter.
I understand that.
It doesn't matter. You could have had a gay pastor give a biblical message.
But we did.
Yes.
You have gay pastors in there?
No.
Okay. You could have had a gay pastor give a biblical message. Does Satan use the word of God to deceive?
Yes, he does.
You just got deceived by the word of God, by Satan using the word of God, because you're rooted on a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world.
We're rooted on Jesus.
You just asked me a question. How are you keeping false ways? This church system is not built on spirit and truth that Jesus said. So you wouldn't even let me answer. You won't even let me answer. I let you ask a question. You won't let me answer. You won't let me answer. If you're going
to
give me biblical truth, I'll listen. I preach over people that bring lies and heresy. Absolutely. Why should I? The Bible doesn't tell me to give ground to people that follow false ways. Why would I? Why would I lead brothers and sisters into your swill, to your vineyard movement, linked to homosexuality, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, feminization?
Where's your proof on the homosexuality?
Well, you go on your website. Your website right there says we want to have an environment where they're welcome to come in. That's not what we do with people that live in sin.
Okay, so
we call them out of sin.
Okay, but how do you call them out of sin?
You tell them to repent and stop that.
Then you bring them in.
No, not into the body of Christ, you don't. You don't bring them in the body of Christ. Seekers are not welcome in the body of Christ. Seekers are not welcome. Your love is built on flesh. You guys are feminized men because you got lady leaders, so you're feminized. I'm surprised. We wear tunics. That's biblical. You guys should have dresses on. Full-blown dresses because you're feminized. You are. You got lady leaders. I seen it on your website. Okay? It's all over it. This is the Vineyard Movement from John Wimber down, who was an occult man. Lonnie Frisbee. Yeah, I have a godly lady who's quiet and knows what God's word says, and she knows the Bible better than you two put together, I'll guarantee you, and could eviscerate you with the word of God. But guess what? She obeys God and says, honor men because God said to, or at least obey and don't preach. Really? You don't think the Bible says that?
You brainwashed your wife.
Brainwashed my wife. See, he's a mocker. 1 Timothy 2 says women shouldn't teach and usurp authority over men. 1 Corinthians 14 says women, when the body comes together, women should be silent.
I have a child. The
child?
Mother of my child wants to speak with, say, my son.
That's not the context.
About God.
The context is godly conversation with godly men. Would you never let me answer your question?
But I was just talking.
You didn't let me answer your question because you never let me answer your question. You're linked to a false church system and it's willful sin because you keep doing it. It's not rooted in spirit and truth. This is not the New Testament model. You don't dress, act, live, talk, carry out the New Testament model. You're carrying out a corrupt man-made religion. So the wrath of God is coming for you. Unless you repent, the wrath of God is coming for you. We love you enough to tell you that. I do. I can see you're worldly and you're linked to false religion. So the wrath of God is coming for you.
I used to struggle with addiction.
Oh, you mean beating addictions is the only sin to worry about?
I think we're done, honestly. Because if you can't respect my story, if you can't respect me...
I don't respect your story.
There we go.
If it's not rooted in Christ and sound doctrine, do I respect Satan's story? Why would I respect? Are we supposed to be a respecter of men?
I want to hear your testimony.
Are we supposed to be a respecter of men?
Can I hear your testimony?
Are we? Are we supposed to be a respecter of men? God's not. God's not partial. Just because you beat porn or drugs or alcohol doesn't mean that attending a goat farm... Young man, attending a goat farm is going to be your worst sin. Attending a goat farm is going to be your worst sin because you're a hypocrite. You say you love Jesus. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You're not obeying Jesus. You're of the world.
All of us.
None of us. No. True saints I know don't practice sin. They don't practice sin. The Bible calls us to be perfect. The Bible calls us to be perfect. Do you know what the word perfect means?
Are you perfect?
Do you know what it means?
Do you keep all of his
Do you know what it means?
Are you Jesus?
Do you know what the word perfect means?
Do you keep all of his commandments?
See, you can't even answer. They haven't even taught you. What does the word perfect mean where it tells us about 30 times to be perfect?
The only one that's been perfect was Jesus.
No, see, you're a liar. The word perfect, it tells us.
How is that a lie?
It tells us to be perfect. It means complete and mature.
Okay.
Now, when you're complete and mature, it doesn't mean you practice sinless perfection and you could never sin. You never heard that come out of my lips. But true Bible-believing saints do not willfully keep sinning. If they sin, 1 John 7 and 9 says, if we walk in the light, if we confess, we are cleansed, we repent. You haven't repented because you keep, I named all your sins that you're keeping united here. So you haven't repented. Repenting is turn and leave.
Does not define my sin.
Yes, it does. Bad company corrupts, 1 Corinthians 15, 33. You're corrupted by your bad company. You're shown by your fruit. Jesus said we know them by their fruit. If you hang out with this guy, you have terrible, terrible associations along with.
So you're talking bad about me, Christ?
Oh, I'm judging you all day long, sir. You're a wicked mocker with a twitching face that usually means there's spirits involved.
Really?
Yeah. I've been doing this a long time. My website will show you how long I've been doing it. And you'll see this testing and your leader that didn't have the flesh to stand down and open his Bible.
One question.
Again, the gospel that doesn't call you out of the world.
Because the woman in there who was preaching to us, that's his
point. Oh, there was a woman in there preaching to you today? I'll look it up on Facebook. You know what, brothers and sisters?
There was.
We're done right there. We told you that's sinful. You are. You are in your sin and you will die in your sin lest you repent. Our testing will show the truth. God be praised. God was glorified this day. So they listened for a while. I went with them as long as I could. And then they both smiled and laughed when they said, the lady that just preached to us today. Brothers and sisters, did they not tell me that they don't have lady teachers, but yet a lady just taught them today? Did you hear that?
I think I heard that. Yeah.
And so we ended it right there because I went longer with them than I maybe should have, but a lot of truth got poured out. Gospel cards went out. I would say a few seekers stood and listened and heard a few things, but it wasn't those men right there. So this will all go up on our testing. It'll be a marker against them that shows the fruit of Vineyard Church, a corrupt, heretical, feminized, LGBT-approving, pagan holiday-keeping, false, man-made religious system that cannot help save their soul by the shed blood of Christ unless they repent and turn from their false ways. Thank you, Father.